deserted warehouse on the outskirts of town. And a ticking bomb spells trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy, breaking and entering, it's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl, untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin.
Holy discontent!
Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress!
Can we talk about this later?
Will Batgirl save the dynamic duo? Will she get equal pay? Tune in tomorrow or contact the Wage and Hour Division listed in your phone book under the U.S. Department of Labor.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Won!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gary Owen. That's right, my name's Mike. This is Radio Like You Want. Busting 211 wide open with an unbelievable show. I'm in the studio. My colleague, Mr. Blag Dahlia, up in the Great White North. He's up in Canada. Spending some time with the Canadian pop sensations, the Riptides. That's right, he's got an interview coming up for you later. He's getting inside their heads and under their skin. I'm going to be bringing you a little Globetrotter. We're going to get into the Yeah Yeah scene, early French bubblegum pop rock stuff. More about that later. First, I want to get you in the Canadian way by playing a brand new one from Propagandy. That's right, they got a new split out with Sacrifice. Here's a Corrosion of Conformity cover from Propagandy right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Thank you. Alert all units. Monster has begun the attack.
I will die for Captain Sly, and I will die for any rag,
any rag that color fucking black. I will die for Captain Sly, for some rag that color black.
The Bastards!
For on a planet, don't lot of music, don't lot of words, don't lot of silly mugs, so keep it for the birds and bees. Just that's what I said down the line. What do you want? What do you want? As long as I'm playing for it, that's fine. Back off, run. Back off, run. Pick your nose to your pulpit. Put your spikes out. Fancy a play with a street cred mind. With her head wide for the pace of the press. Ridicule Chris, I'm the one I'm trying to mess. People out here who are trying to live. People who care. What do you give? So many parasites, people who sweat. So many faggots if I want that get. Back on the barrels, you're standing, telling rules. And I'm a frog, but I'm stuck in that fold. See me on the time rolls, shoveling shit. Running things to be a crab like me. Wait for the action, you can bow. Stinks like bad, who's gonna spill your farm? Can you put me on the bending? If there ain't a sweet retreat, God, right on the top of Wilfred. Piss off, you fucking snake!
London, Paris, Rome, Munich, and all points in between.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
All right, folks, buckle in and hold on tight. Globetrotter's going all the way back to France, early 1960s, with a classic one from Monty, a.k.a. Jacques Boulestine. He was just a young lad when he busted onto the budgeting Yeah Yeah scene in 1963. Yeah Yeah was kind of a bubblegum rock trend popular in France and much of Europe in the early 60s. It was mainly dominated by women artists, but there was a few men too. Without further ado, here's Monty with his French twist from Dossier Holland's soul standard, Can I Get a Witness, right here on Radio.
Like you want.
Les amis, un verre de whisky. Non, je ne suis pas trop sous. Non, non, que croyez-vous? Je suis gay, un peu trop gay. Les amis, donnez-moi encore un verre. Non, je ne vois pas à l'envers. Et j'ai bien les deux pieds sur terre. Les amis, un verre de whisky, un verre de whisky. Deux verres de whisky. Trois verres de beaucoup mieux, même si je suis malheureux, je vous en prie, laissez-moi. Non, ne me retenez pas, et puisqu'elle m'a quitté, dans le whisky je vais me noyer. Les amis, un verre de whisky, un verre de whisky, deux verres de whisky, trois verres de whisky, dix verres de whisky. Oh oui, je me sens bien, même si je ne vois plus rien. Je vous en prie, laissez-moi. Ce n'est pas grave, croyez-moi. Demain tout sera fini. Mais ce soir je veux du whisky. Mes amis, je veux du whisky. 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 Oh, je me sens bien, puisque je ne vois plus rien. Ce n'est pas une prière. Donnez-moi encore un verre. Même si je vois à l'envers, si je n'ai plus les pieds sur terre, tant pis, les amis, Je veux du whisky, je veux du whisky.
That's Monty right there, the French Yeah Yeah sensation from back in 1963. That's his French twist on Can I Get a Witness. Before that, we heard one from Crass. Now, Steve Ignorant of Crass has put together a little project he's calling Steve Ignorant Presents The Last Supper, Crass Songs 1977 through 1984. Getcha, eh, folks? He's done some dates in Europe, and the band, of course, plays Crass songs between 77 and 84. He's bringing this show to North America 3 weeks in March. He's going to be hitting Atlanta, New York, Montreal, Toronto, Chicago, Seattle, SF, Pomona, Austin, and Baltimore. If that sounds like your cup of tea, grab a ticket now. And before that, RKL with No Respect from the Nardcore compilation LP came out in 1984. And we started things off with a brand new one from Propagandhi, new 7-inch split they did with Sacrifice. That was Propagandhi's cover of Corrosion of Conformity's Technocracy. All right, my name's Mike. This is Radio Like You Want. My loyal co-host Black Dahlia is on assignment up in Canada. He's going to be bringing you an interview he did with the Riptides, so sit tight for that. But first, I want to bring you one from the Kehoe Nation, the Western Gothic band that hails from San Fantastic. It's the brainchild of Brian Kehoe, best known for playing in NorCal Legends' Merv, but he also plucked the guitar for Les Claypool's Frog Brigade and Ministry, among others. And when the Kehoe Nation plays live, sometimes sitting on the kit is Gene Hulligan. That's right, the Atomic Clock. Drummer extraordinary, drums for Dark Angel, Death Clock, Testament, Fear Factory, and more. Here's a classic from their debut, Music for Livers. This is the Kehoe Nation with Hillbilly Hardcore on radio.
Like you want.
Well, I didn't blink an eye when I could have been seen.
Yeah, that's the Kehoe Nation right there, Hillbilly Hardcore from their big debut, Music for Livers, right here on Radio Like You Want. My name's Mike, and I just want to remind you folks, if you want to check out some podcasts from our 2010 collection, they're all up for grabs right now at RadioLikeYouWant.com. We got stuff from Jello, No Bunny, X-Scene of X, and Dwarves fans. If you missed our last episode, I debuted two brand new songs from the Dwarves, from their forthcoming record, Dwarves Are Born Again, coming out late this spring, plus a full unreleased Dwarves set from 1997 direct from Blag's personal vault. Check them on out, head over to Facebook, tell everyone how much you liked it. Alright, coming up now, my co-host Blag Dahya sat down with Canadian pop sensations The Riptides. Let's take a listen to what they had to say.
Ready on one.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Dissolve to one.
The Riptides.
Yeah. The Riptides are in the motherfucking house. They dragged a bunch of naked bitches along with them, and so we've pressed them into service. It's so great to have you here. Of course, the Riptides don't make it to the States as much as we'd like, because they come from Canada. Are you spreading the gospel of what you'd call Canadian grunge to America? Isn't that what you were telling me before?
Canadian grunge is just a big bushy beard. Omega Man has the flannel.
Omega Man's got the flannel.
Yeah.
My theory is that Canada is basically Seattle. Is that, am I right there? Am I incorrect in my assumptions? It's like French Seattle.
The only difference between Seattle and Canada is we have way better coffee.
Okay.
Okay, so fuck Starbucks, it's Tim Hortons.
Now you're doing a full 5 weeks, so you're really you're going Hollywood on this one. What are some of the highlights? You're playing with the Queers, of course.
Yeah.
Which is always a great pleasure.
Hell yeah.
You get to combine forces, Riptides, Queers. And, of course, Groovy Ghoulies are on there as well.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, you got to love that. This is supposed to be radio. I'm supposed to be halfway professional. So why don't we act like we're going into a song now. Tell me what song I should play.
T-Dance? Humpty Dance. All right. That's what I want.
This is the Humpty Dance on Radio Like You Are with the Riptide.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the Humpty.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
come on and do the Humpty Hop. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hop. Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on. I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop. People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more Z, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Once again, the underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty dance. And to all the ladies, peace and Humptiness forever.
No phone.
I won't.
All right, that's a Riptides Omega Man on Radio Like You Want. Tell me the story of Omega Man. You've got an Omega Man in the band. He's also got a song. It's kind of like a Wu-Tang Clan Method Man concept here.
Yeah.
Is that the deal with Omega Man? Spell this out for me.
All right, there's a good story here. Well, we love like the 70s camp, 60s camp, horror classics. So Omega Man was based, obviously, on the Charlton Heston Last Man on Earth.
Yes. Does he kill anyone in that movie?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. runs around
foreshadowing.
Yeah. So we based the song on that being like Charlie's last stand against all those crazy flesh eaters.
And what made you take your name from that? Now, I know you come out with kind of a leotards and a cape, and that's sort of your concept here.
Yeah,
go run with it.
Absolutely. I have a cape and leotards, and basically I just go and surprise everybody because I'm pretty fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And That's sort of my gig, you know.
All right. Well, we better pump out another tune by you guys. Let's pick one out. What's the what am I cranking, and what record is it from?
So let's beef it up. This one's actually from Hang Out, and it's called Red Dawn.
All right. It's the Riptides with Red Dawn on Radio Like You Want. Johnny's back in Vietnam on Radio Like You Want. That's the Riptides, Canada's finest. They're coming from the frozen north, gracing us with their presence. 5 solid weeks in the United States of America. They're opening for the queers who come from New Hampshire, which is basically Canada. We'll give them that. Johnny coming back. Tell me the story.
Johnny's back on a secret mission to Vietnam. It's covert ops, black ops.
Okay, so he's like a Rambo-type character, Johnny.
Fucking A.
Is. All right, and this one's a brand new digital only release. Tell me how I can get it. How do we find you guys on the web?
All right, The Tough Luck 7-inch that Johnny's Back in Vietnam is on, it's on iTunes, but we also have vinyl for that too. So you can't get it on CD or shit like that. Off Rally Records, yeah.
Tell me whatever you need to say to America. America is listening and the world is listening.
All right. Less mascara and grow some fucking beards.
It's the Riptides on radio like you want.
Change gonna come from the Riptides right there, wrapping up a big interview segment from Black Dahlia, giving you an intimate peek inside the world of the Riptides, Canada's number one pop sensation, and exclusive that you'll only hear on Radio Like You Want. You want other exclusives? Don't forget to check us out at RadioLikeYouWant.com, where we get inside the head and under the skin of your favorite punk rock celebrities like Jello Biafra, Xene Cervenka, Keith Morris, Steve Soto of the Adolescents, No Bunny, Spike Slauson of Me First in the Gimme Gimme. Folks, the list goes on and on and on. Just like this show, it's rambling on right now with Mariachi El Bronx. Is their smash hit single Holy on the radio.
Like you want.
Judgment can be compared. compared to a life on the run. Holy, the face of God.
Them all die slowly. Hold me in your arms, please come.
Some people call it slamming, and some people call it pogoing, and some call it the skank. But I just call it dancing, because that's normally what you're doing. Like this one, they just call this more or less a slam. Just keep going in a circle, keep moving your arms and stuff, and just bouncing off people, pushing them away. Then you'll see people stepping out through the crowd like this, pushing people off them as they bounce into them. And then also, there's also people, you'll see them, they'll be doing the pogo. They're usually pretty close to the stage. And you keep moving around in a circle like this, because that's the way the pit moves, is in a circle. People are jumping off stage, you push them away, and just try not to get out of that circle, because if you do, you get out of the beat. And that's where the energy's at, is in the beat. Just keeps going like this. And it doesn't matter if you can fall down or not, because your buddy's going to be there to pick you up, or someone's going to pick you up.
Going?
Well, instead of turning electric impulses into ultra-high frequency sound, we nearly burned the place up about an hour ago.
What?
Right there from the Tubeway Army. That's Gary Newman's first band. It comes from a collection of demos and rarities called The Plan that came out in 1983. Before that, Slam. Ooh, a warning to everyone out there. Now, you think what we do here is just a game? No, no, no. You could have your Rock Lobster t-shirt just ripped from you at any minute. Anyone who owns This Is Boston, Not LA compilation is hip to that already. Bisco's Revenge right there from Mexico's number one surf band, Lost Acapulco. And before that, Holy from Mariachi El Bronx. Coming up next, speaking of having your Rock Lobster t-shirt ripped from you, a song from the B-52s, sung by Cindy Wilson, co-written by her brother and B-52s guitarist and bassist, Ron Wilson. This is from their 1979 debut LP recorded in the Bahamas. Here's B-52s with Hero Worship on radio.
Like you want.
to the ground like hell's magnet pulls me down. Out of my knees, I tried to please. Eyes, it's a
civil defense is common sense. Hi, this is Tony Bennett. Make sure you're prepared if a nuclear attack ever comes.
I want to be happy. I want to be gay. I want to be normal in every way. But a mushroom cloud hangs over my dreams. It haunts my future and threatens my schemes. Peace, 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 where did you go? I've got me a sweetheart, and I love her too. We wanna make big plans, but what can we do? When a mushroom cloud has changed every rule, it's keeping our thinking at home and at school. Peace, 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 where did you go? Cling to my baby, and she clings to me. We talk of the future, but what do we see? There's a mushroom cloud that hangs in the way. Tomorrow looks black, so we live for today. Peace, 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 where did you go?
The H-bomb. The H-bomb! Flash of brightness! A tremendous roar!
And I, the complacent American, thinking that no one would ever dare attack an American city. And I told my friends that nuclear war, this would never happen.
Please. Somebody help. Help me, please.
And now the end is near. It's time to say, see you next time.
right, a classic there from Discharge, Doomsday from Never Again, 1984. For that, A Mushroom Cloud from Sammy Salvo, classic one there from the 50s. And we started things out with the B-52's Hero Worship. Folks, that's all the time I have this episode. Next week, Black Dahlia back in the co-pilot seat. If you don't believe that, then you can at least believe in Homicide.
Homicide! Homicide!
Greedy Worldwide.